number 17, and it's going great guns. We just hit 80 groups registered today, and we estimate well over 2,000 volunteers are going to be out there Friday and Saturday of this week.
Now, is this the first time you've done this on over 2 days?
It is, and what we found is there's a lot of employers and businesses that participate, and they like to do it on a Friday or a Saturday. Some businesses do it during the week. Some businesses encourage it for Saturday. So we really recognized having it scheduled that way was of assistance to many of the groups.
So this was a conscious effort to maybe get more people involved?
Yep, more people in different ways and in different organizations.
So what are some of the different ways that people can get involved this year?
Well, there's a number of new groups that have formed. So some businesses that are new this year are Prudential down in Hartford. And then we've got a new group of fishermen, Larry's Lunkers, up in New Hampshire. And so a lot of the groups accept additional volunteers. So if you go to ctriver.org, you can select the source to see cleanup, and you can find on a map which groups are still accepting volunteers, and so you could just show up and join them on either Friday or Saturday at a place that's nearby.
And again, what the for people who may not be familiar with this, what do you do in the source to see cleanup?
It's really simple at one level. We go out and clean up our rivers and streams. And so what we do over the course of the year is identify places that frankly have gotten trashed. And so people will go out and collect trash and debris, and sometimes it's as simple as picking up litter, and other times we're actually hauling old cars or cement mixers or steel frames or fuel tanks, and we have specialized equipment, whether it's a scuba diver helping out or a salvage company. So some of it's pretty complicated, but it's all at root really basic. It's coming out and taking a small action on behalf of a river and a place that people love and care for.
And you keep track, I know, of how much debris you've removed each year. What's your total up to now?
Our estimates show that it's over 800 tons, and it's between 80 and 90 tons that we have been collecting each year in the last couple of years. And that'll be things, you know, last year was about 13,000 pounds of bottles and cans, 42 shopping carts, a whole bunch of TVs and electronics, enough furniture to furnish a house, unfortunately. And then, you know, lots of illegally dumped trash bags, clothing and shoes, and a parking meter.
Where was that found?
That was up in the Deerfield area. Students from Deerfield Academy found this parking meter in the river.
Aside from the oddity of that, why do people feel compelled, I guess, for lack of a better word, to use the river as a dump?
That's a good question. You know, I think we really struggle to figure that out, and we hope to put ourselves out of business, and we find that we're places that are clean, they tend to get dirtier less quickly. And so if places stay clean, there's fewer people out there that are willing to be the first person to trash it. Some of it, though, is frankly gets into policy. There are fees for getting rid of trash and waste. And some people, when they have an electronic that now has a fee associated with it to get rid of it, they say, you know what, I'm not going to pay the $5 or $10 to get rid of this responsibly. I'm going to chuck it over the bank. So you can make a short-term decision that frankly costs everybody more in the end.
Now, you use some of the data that you collect from the cleanup to you mentioned public policy. You use some of that data in a public policy effort, correct?
We do. The information goes into these conversations. Just recently, Connecticut passed legislation that required the recycling of mattresses because you can do that economically and frankly profitably. And we used our data and gave that to the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection and Energy and the legislature. And we engage in the discussions about recycling and bottle bills and deposit laws. We use it for the discussions about proper disposal and product recycling of electronics and other things that have hazardous components to them.
Aside from the aesthetic nature of the cleanup, does it have a long-term environmental benefit?
It does. You know, some people say this is really just about making things look pretty, but when you have significant trash and debris in the river, it's going to impact habitat. And, you know, there's the classic examples in the ocean of critters ingesting plastics. The amount of plastics that have been ingested in animals in all different types of habitats is really astonishing. And so getting that stuff out of the environment is good for the animals themselves, and then it also improves habitat.
And finally, if someone wants to make a last-minute, last-day decision here to participate in this, where can they go for information?
www.ctriver.org, and then click on the Source to See, and you can find groups throughout the watershed, and undoubtedly there'll be one near you, and you can find out if they are accepting volunteers, and there will be contact information there.